there are a lot of good people doing good things in Central Indiana. Here's your host, Jay Query.
Hey, good morning to you, and welcome to Now Hear This. My name is Jake Query. Hope you folks enjoyed a tremendous Labor Day weekend last weekend and are enjoying this, the first unofficial weekend, I guess, of the non-summer, sad as that may be. But doesn't mean there aren't still a lot of summer-type events going on, and that includes a big one that's going to be taking place on September 23rd. And as a result of that, our first guest on Now Hear This this morning, which is, of course, our weekly look around the calendar of events for not-for-profit groups around Indianapolis. And joining me this morning is Ben Spandau, who comes to us from Samantha's house, and they've got a big golf outing coming up on September 23rd. First off, Ben, let me say good morning to you. Appreciate you coming in.
Good morning.
And I promise that I'm not going to make any jokes about Spandau Ballet. I think it was Spandau Ballet anyway, but you've heard that a few times, right?
Oh, yeah, but I got to correct everybody on my name.
That's right. Spandau. So you are with Samantha's house, and this is because you also are employed by Keller & Keller, and Jim Keller is the president of Samantha's house. And I think most of us around Central Indiana realistically, Ben, hear Samantha's house and think about news clips we've seen in the past and think, okay, I'm pretty familiar with what that is. I think they build houses for children, but yet I'm not totally positive what it is. So get everybody up to speed on Samantha's house, the organization.
Samantha's house is a local 501c3 nonprofit. We started our mission in 2005. Our mission is to help people who are trapped both physically and financially due to serious injuries or disabilities by improving their surroundings to make their life just a little bit easier. There's a lot of people out there that have different disabilities that make day-to-day life just things that you wouldn't think about, such as brushing your teeth, taking a shower, that kind of thing, just almost impossible for them to do in their current situation. So we try to alleviate that by helping them maneuver the house a little bit different, either their current house or build a new house for them that goes with their disabilities that they may have.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Ben, because I was fortunate enough, I didn't do a lot, but I was a part of a group that helped refurbish a home for someone who had ALS. And you wouldn't think, just the little things. For example, when we got there, the person coordinating the overhaul on this said, okay, the first thing we need to do is rip out the carpets. And I said, well, why rip out the carpets? You don't think about the fact that if someone is in a wheelchair, that you need a flat surface. You need, whether it's hardwood floors, marble tiling, whatever, so that the wheelchair can easily roll over. Little things like that go a long way in making just the everyday difference in maneuverability of what you and I take for granted on a day-in, day-out basis. So that's just an example, correct, of one of the things you guys would do.
Right. I mean, one of the things, our first house that we built, which was for Samantha, our namesake, the house was built to her. She's a quadriplegic that is to a ventilator 24 hours a day. And so the things that she has to deal with are even turning on a light switch, which she can now do by command of her voice. And she can even turn on her fireplace with command of her voice now. Just the house that we built for her.
Now, that was a pretty well-publicized event. To recap for everybody, that was in what year? You said 5 years ago
that was? That was 2005.
Okay, 2005. Sorry. So 2005 was the first Samantha's house. Samantha had been injured. Am I correct in that?
She was injured in a car accident. She was actually crossing the street to just get a drink of water and was struck by a car.
Okay.
Obtained a C1 injury, which is pretty serious. It really life-changing.
And so as a result of that, needed some help around the house, and you guys, did you build a new house for her or refurbish the house where she was living?
We built a new house from the ground up, too exact to her disabilities, just so that it would be fine-tuned just to her.
So obviously not everybody that, I mean, this was, and that was, it was a great story, there's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Kudos to you guys for helping make life a little bit easier on a day-to-day basis for Samantha, but want to let people know also, as you'd mentioned, it doesn't always go to that extreme in terms of need. Obviously, you're willing and capable to do up to that, but there could be just little tweaks and changes within one's home, correct?
Correct. And we try to, it really depends on what kind of budget we're working off of with Samantha's house. We found that it's easier to build a home from the ground up and more financial, or we're more financial, a bit able to do that,
right?
Just because of the sheer cost of doing things like, say, for a room and a bathroom, you wouldn't think that there's too much of a problem there. But if the room's connected to the bathroom and the wall's just open, certain disabilities, makes it infinitely easier for that disabled person to get to the bathroom.
Or even, I know, for example, in the case that I was talking about, you don't think about the fact that a shower, I mean, if it's somebody who is in a wheelchair and getting themselves in, you can't have the step over, you can't have the step in, you can't have the bathtub. I mean, there are all kinds of modifications that need to be done, obviously.
Right, right.
So you guys will do a little bit of all of that. And how many cases, if you will, or people have you helped out with Samantha's House in a given year? Does it vary? And what's the process in terms of how someone gets help from them?
Right now, what we've done, we've since 2005, we've built or refurbished five homes, helped five families out. And really why it seems like a small number since we've been doing it since 2005, but in reality, Samantha's House, a house like a house that we build costs around $400,000 to build. So the building up of that and then finding the perfect family to receive that benefit takes the time and care that we put into it.
Our guest in studio this morning on Now Hear This is a board member for Samantha's House, and his name is Ben Spondow. He's the one you've been listening to. You've got a golf outing coming up to raise money for all of this. It's going to be on Monday, September 23rd, and the registration is from noon until 1 o'clock with a shotgun start at 1 p.m. at Broadmoor Country Club, which I don't know if you're a golfer, Ben, but Broadmoor is one of the nicer places around town.
It's beautiful. I've been out there just kind of looking at it and really wish I was playing.
There are several ways which you can get involved. You can be a all-in-one sponsor for this, which is for the price of $3,000. That includes a foursome, a two-hole sponsor signs, four mulligans, and a large banner. Several variations in terms of sponsorship ranging from $3,000 all the way down to $500. But if you want to get involved for a foursome, it's $800, $200 per person, and this is all going to go towards helping out and building yet another house for Samantha's House and their programs, which are outstanding here in Central Indiana. Now, Samantha's House, the Samantha's House Foundation in Central Indiana, we talked about Samantha back in 2005. This all came about because, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the president of the Samantha's House is Jim Keller, who, of course, Keller & Keller is his law firm here in the Central Indiana area. He was kind of the spearhead of all of this. Am I correct in saying that?
Correct. Samantha was a client of ours and much publicized event, as we've talked about before. But he really felt compassionate and just the sheer need that Samantha had for the home, because the family had lived in a rental home that wasn't equipped for what Samantha needed. And the case that was won eventually just didn't pay out to the amount that wouldn't be needed to have her to live a even semi-comfortable life. So what happened was, you know, Jim kind of wanted to do something for her, but through the mode that we that had to happen, getting a foundation was the best option, and it has been a great option. We've been very passionate about it.
Now, currently, do you guys have a particular person or family that you are in the process of helping, or are you still in terms of your next project, or how many do you have, you know, waiting in line, that kind of thing?
Currently, we have applicants. Right now, we haven't been moving forward because we just got done with a house last year, and for the Jackson family, it was a beautiful home. We've been trying to move forward with, since we're kind of a growing foundation, is moving, because our mission is to just help individuals that are trapped by their own body and financially. So what we'd like to do is, maybe we like building the houses and continue with that, because that is one of our goals. I think that we have a greater mission just to help individuals that have been put in this situation. May that be through different means of providing some kind of handicap accessible van or something in that term, because even those costs are extremely, extremely large.
Now, I may have touched on this earlier, but in terms of those who would be eligible for a Samantha's House, is it typically a young person, or is it really anybody who has had a life-altering event, whether it be illness or injury, that suddenly finds themselves in a situation where they need help and they need assistance with a house?
It's really anyone. We have an application process, and that can be found on our website at samanthashouse.com. But really, it can be anyone, and just anyone that's put in to that situation that's outlined in our mission.
SamanthasHouse.com is the website. The golf outing, again, to repeat, is going to be September 23rd. That's a Monday. Registration will get underway from noon until 1, and then the shotguns start at 1 o'clock, $200 per person. It's $800 for a foursome. And this is all for the Samantha's House Foundation, the organization helping seriously injured people in central Indiana by improving their housing conditions and just really helping out with those daily routines that we kind of take for granted. You can always find out more information about Samantha's House as well at 275-3024. It's 275-3024. Rachel is the gal you would speak with in terms of being able to help out in terms of making a donation, or that's if you want to help out with the cause itself. And the golf outing, SamanthasHouse.com. You can find out all the information with that. Now, Ben, I've got to ask, how's your golf game? You a golfer?
I like going out there, but
you like scouting the golf course more than playing the golf course. Is that right?
I like playing, but I don't tend to keep score.
All right, that's fair enough. We'll make sure that you get one of the pencils with the erasers on it. How's that?
Yeah.
Got to keep score. And you know, in terms of Keller and Keller, we know them obviously from advertisements around town. When it comes to helping out people who have been injured, in this case, clearly Jim Keller and the guys mean business, and they've kind of put their money where their mouth is in terms of raising that money. But I can tell just in talking to you, somebody who works there and is involved, you know, with Samantha's House, this is pretty important to them, isn't it?
It is very important. It's just something our firm's dedicated to helping their clients, and that's what we try to do. And if you ask any of our clients, that's what our mission is. We're there for them. And this just kind of takes that step a little bit further, that we're not just here for our clients, we're here for the community. We don't, you know, we're personal injury attorneys that deeply care about Central Indiana community.
It's a great effort. There's no doubt about it. And Samantha's House, again, back in 2005, it's hard to believe, actually, that was 8 years ago, because that seems like a year ago that, you know, that story was really put into the forefront. But I appreciate not only the efforts of what you guys are doing at the Samantha's House Foundation, but it's certainly your time today, Ben. And on September 23rd, when everything gets underway at 1 o'clock, I'm going to keep you in my list of potential golf winners up until at least 1:15, right?
Okay.
Does that sound good? All right. Again, $200 per person, $800 a foursome, and all kinds of sponsorship opportunities as well. If you'd like to partner, they would love to have you. SamanthasHouse.com is the website. That's SamanthasHouse.com. We'll give all this information again before the end of the show, or you can contact, if you're interested in the golf outing, Rachel at 275-3024. That's 275-3024 for all the information about the golf outing, which is coming up on Monday, September 23rd. Ben, I appreciate the time. Nice meeting you, and certainly look forward to helping you out again.
Yeah, really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing anybody out there.
Again, board member for the Samantha's House Foundation here in Central Indiana, that is Ben Spondow. When we come back, a return guest to the show talking about one of those subjects. It's called the Out of the Darkness Walk, and the reason why is because it's one of those subjects that sometimes people can kind of put into the darkness and not